This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Yankees down 3-0 in the World Series. Game four tonight at the stadium. Luis Gil against a bullpen game for the Dodgers. And many times I say, you know, where were you before the result happened that you're criticizing me about? That's a big thing for me. Like, if I say something like, you know, I really think the Giants are going to win this game or lose this game or the Jets or whatever, and then nobody will say anything before the game. But then after the game, they'll say, hey, nice job picking that game. I'm like, okay, well, if you disagree with me, say it before the game. After the game, it's easy with the results.
But not everybody can get to you to say that to you.
Well, okay, but a lot of people stay quiet. And there's as many people, you can reach right out on any form of social media. And, you know, there's a lot of people, that look what you said. I'm like, okay, did I hear from you before the game? So I have to say, I am giving a ton of credit, even though I haven't even heard his phone call yet, to Walter in Franklin Square, who is calling before the game tonight.
Okay.
Before the end of the World Series to give his opinion, which is the opposite of mine. So, Walter in Franklin Square, thank you. Good morning. And what do you got for us?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I'd like to tell you how much I love the show. I really do.
Well, thank you, Walter.
You guys really are awesome. And you do give perspective from both sides, all right? But one thing you're lacking here is you're killing the Yankees for not hitting, which is 100% correct, right?
Yep.
But their pitching is just as good as the Dodgers' pitching. And you're killing the Yankees' pitching.
Well, two out of the three starters you've had have given up huge home runs. They've been pulled early.
Walter, you did watch the game.
Yeah,
last
night.
Clark Schmidt against Walker Buehler, and Buehler pitched five innings. He probably could have gone more, but Clark Schmidt came. He got eight outs.
How did Carlos Rodon do in the game before that?
Oh well, you know, not that, but you know, we should have left Garrett Cole in the first game. Right?
We're not talking about Garrett Cole. We're talking about Carlos Rodon and Clark Schmidt. So where were we wrong on our takes in regards to those two players? And those two players had to be taken out early by Aaron Boone.
Oh, well, here's the mistake. If you would have left Cole in game one, who only threw 88 pitches, okay, he would have got through another inning, maybe an inning and a third, okay? You wouldn't have had to use your bullpen.
So, Walter, maybe you haven't heard this, but we agree with you in regards to Cole. We've said that. And I was the one that said that I would not put Nestor Cortez in a game because I wouldn't trust him because he hasn't pitched in 6 weeks. And what did he do in game one?
He was useless. He should have never been in there.
So, Walter, you think that the Yankees are coming back? You think they're going to come back?
Oh, they're definitely taking the next four.
They're definitely taking the next four.
Okay.
All right, Walter.
There's no doubt in my mind. You know why? Because their pitching is not as bad as you guys are saying. Their starting pitching and their bullpen is pretty much just equal to the Dodgers.
I appreciate your positivity, but you're not watching the same games we're watching. I'm sorry. In this series, game one, fine. Garrett Cole, we got it. Games two and three. Rodon, Yamamoto, Clark Schmidt, Walker Buehler. The Dodgers had an extreme advantage in those games. Their starting pitchers were exponentially better than the Yankees' starting pitchers. So it's not the same. Now, tonight, in theory, Luis Gil against a bullpen game, if you get good Luis Gil, there should be an advantage there. And then you get Cole back on the mound. But to me, Gerrit Cole should be pitching tonight against a bullpen game and get some momentum going, win a game, and then get to game five. And then all of a sudden, we're talking about maybe going back to L.A.
If he leaves Gerrit Cole in game five. I mean, it's minute. It's close. There's no question about that. But the Dodgers pitchers have struck out Yankee batters 29 times. Period. Stop.
Rest your case spot.
Yes.
Let's go to Chris in Connecticut. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm the turkey baster guy from West Hartford. Putting Peter Schwartz in the big, the big pan.
Oh, turkey baster. Turkey baster guy. What's going on,
Chris,
man?
What's happening?
So I'm also a huge Yankee fan. So, a week ago I started. I see him win. I'm all pumped up. I get the two. I tell my son beforehand, if we make the series, we're going to take him. Neither of us have gone to the series before. I buy the left field, field level seats, $4,000. I'm feeling good. I pick my outfits. I'm ready to go. The weekend happens. Last night happens. But, I'm still optimistic about just going, I'm taking my son, right? No matter what happens, it's going to be a good experience. I'm taking my son. I'm with my son. Hey, Boomer, I'm a hockey player. You might appreciate this. I went to a high school alumni game. First line, I go out with my son. I roof one. That's an experience you have with your son once in a lifetime.
Exactly.
I look at this, the once-in-a-lifetime experience. No matter what happens, I think the odds are in our favor we win one tonight. So I see a winning game, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, Chris, I just went through a similar situation that you're going through where I was going to Game 5, the NLCS, with my mom, who brought me to many games growing up, and this was an important thing. We had seen the Yankees, the Royals, the Cardinals all celebrate on the Mets, whether it was Citi Field or Shea Stadium, and it was horrible, and I was thinking maybe this is going to happen again. So I went mentally into a space where I said, I can't control the outcome, and we're going to have a great day spending it together and being nostalgic and throwing it back to when we went to all those games and I was younger. But I will say, the Mets winning and playing the way they did made it that much better.
It turned out to be the best going away present you could give your Met fan base.
Oh yeah.
And because they won the game and it was like a party atmosphere. It got a little dicey there in the middle of the game, but at the end of the game, it had to just be euphoric because they gave you something you never expected.
Right, exactly. So you're right. Make sure that you have a good time no matter what. Spend your time with your son. All that is true. But if they win, it's better. I've seen a lot of Game 5 losses. That Game 5 NLCS was a memory and a positive Mets memory I will have.
Yeah, guess what? We don't care about your baseball memories. No one cares.
Just like nobody cares about your fantasy football team. Nobody cares about your team.
Yeah, that's a good story for you.
Nobody cares about your golf game either.
Oh, my God. It's funny. Yeah, that's a good story for you. Nobody cares.
That one is so specific to baseball memories.
I know. Nobody cares your baseball memories. You do have to say, though, there are definitely more callers with baseball memories than anything else. It's not even close, the calls that we get here with the baseball stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well,
you got the New York Yankees here in town. What do you expect?
I was at a game in 1969. No one gives two craps.
Al, you tell it like it is, man. I like it.
Well, I must have been getting flooded with calls that day.
It actually sounded like it was at a remote, though, that the way that audio.
Yeah, I think it was. I vaguely remember that.
It was probably on Long Island.
That was COVID.
Oh, it was COVID? Oh, okay. Well, he wasn't even screening calls.
No.
It was just, well, that's why. Because you were letting everybody through, and it was driving him nuts.
Please tell that four-minute story about that game in 1953. Please, word for word, just regurgitate what you said to me. The boys will love it. Hang on.
one. The boys will love it. Now he's having a stroke in his kitchen.
Yeah. John in West Babylon. What's going on, John?
Good morning, men.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm at my sports nader. Here I was last night. I had my three devices set up. I had the Yankees at zero. I had the Knicks at 90. And I had the Giants at 180. Okay. I had a cacophony of losing. I had a trifecta last night of listening to New York sports lose. A bunch of losers in New York.
Yeah, John, and we've talked to John before, and people who didn't hear John's first call, John is a blind man who listens to all of the games at one time and is able to focus on each of the games because he's got the particular skill. So, yeah, last night was not a good one, man. I mean, all those things going at the same time. There was a lot of negative talk and a lot of bad play, so I'm sorry you had to go through all that.
Well, I mean, today is Black Tuesday for me, let's face it. But anyway, I got another thing for Boomer. Boomer, I have an affiliation with Boomer. You would not believe this. Back when I could see, I used to run a horse show in Fort Salonga called the Northport Charity Horse Show, and it was for the benefit of cystic fibrosis. And I'm hoping that the guy that I worked for actually gave money to cystic fibrosis, because I've known about Boomer and cystic fibrosis since the 90s.
Well, Johnny, I appreciate that. I don't remember those specific. I think it was probably run by the Long Island Cystic Fibrosis Foundation chapter here in New York. But listen, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you thinking about us.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I was special, and we used to run a very nice horse show. And I'm hoping that they gave you, plenty of money, because I felt bad for you, the fact that your child had, was born with that particular affliction there. That was, so I did the best I could.
Anyway. Well, listen, Johnny, I appreciate that. We have come a long way in the world of CF, and Gunner is doing exceptionally well these days. And I couldn't say enough thank yous to people like you and everybody else that has supported in some way, shape, or form, not only my foundation, but the CF Foundation, which reminds me, we have over 90 runners in this weekend's New York City Marathon running for Team Boomer.
Nice.
And I think we have, I want to say, three or four people that actually have CF running as well.
Yeah, that's just remarkable.
Which is even more remarkable.
Is Mikey Caruso Davis doing it?
Mikey Caruso Davis is going to be doing it,
that
yeah.
That kid is incredible. Absolute man is incredible.
Yeah.
And his parents are great. His mom and his stepdad are awesome. That's that. His story is one of the great ones out there. Won the award at the Booming Celebration a couple years ago, and just love to watch his story grow. Do you remember the well known Eddie? You'll remember her. That she's still with us. Miriam in Forest Hills, very well known blind caller to the radio station. Do you remember when Mark Malusis asked her if she saw the new Syracuse jerseys? That was a great call. I mean, that just cried. And he knew she was blind. Everybody knows she's blind. He's like, Miriam, see the new Syracuse jerseys? What? I'm blind, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's why he's in the Lyric Lounge now.
It's just great. It's out there somewhere. And you know what? That's still not the greatest Moose moment. The greatest Moose moment was the Nadine cremated. Because they'll be in the water together. You know? Hello?
Yeah, they're going to be cremated. Well, my father was cremated 2 years ago. My mother's being cremated today, and they're going to be throwing the ashes out into the ocean.
Well, hang in there.
Poor Mark. I know you can hear that he can't keep a straight face.
Yeah. She goes, then he laughed again, and she goes, "What's the matter?" And he's like, No. Nothing. Russell said something in my ear. She's making a joke, cracking a joke.
Poor Moose.
He's doing these videos now. He's doing a lot of
Instagram videos. I don't know if he's doing them on Instagram. I don't think I follow.
Are they like? Is it on the PIX brand or is
no?
It on
it's
his
on
personal?
his own personal account. Like he's walking through the city talking about the games. He also had this one where there was a rat in his engine.
Yes,
and he pulled over and was looking for other rats in his engine.
The reason those rats do that is when it gets colder out, they end up climbing into warm engines to stay warm.
Into warm engines. Didn't a rat chew through Al's...
like my timing belt.
Yeah.
And I started the car while he was chewing, and then it snapped the rat's neck, but also took the belt off of my car, and I couldn't move my vehicle.
How'd you know it was a male rat?
Well, he was chewing. All rats are males.
Well, he was chewing. That was nice that you gave him a pronoun. I would just be it. It was chewing.
I feel like all rats are male. All cats are female. But that's not true.
It is not true. No. It is not true. So, yeah, so Moose was dealing with that. He's good at that stuff.
What? What's the matter?
No, Russell just said something in my phones. I said, "Hang in there, Nadine."
Yeah, but they'll be together in the water.
All right.
You want to hear a little Moose on Fun While It Lasted for the Yanks?
Sure. Yeah.
And the ring at the end of my nose.
Hold on.
What is that?
That's my music still running in the background. Okay, now we'll try. Hold on.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, the series is over. We come to a realization. I mean, the Dodgers are a better baseball team. Yeah, they're better. All right, but, I mean, once again tonight, the Yankees. I mean, we can get on the fact. I mean, you have Derek Jeter throwing out the first pitch. You know, and then afterward, a legendary Yankee. You're bringing out Fat Joe to serenade the crowd.
Sounds like
I don't know
what.
I mean,
right?
I was at the stadium.
Yeah,
I mean, it was terrible in person.
Definitely.
I don't know
what
how
is
it played
he,
out.
Is he walking right
out
now?
On TV.
Is he walking?
But he's outside with his tie all disheveled. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Does he have his boobs out too? Or?
No, he's neck up.
Okay.
Nah, that's a big head. He's
very
got a
large head.
Huge head. I will. I will say, yeah, he sounded nasally over the weekend.
Yeah, not great from the Lyric Lounge.
Yeah.
Now you got me thinking, where's the Lyric Lounge?
He kept saying he was at the Lyric Lounge. I don't know where that is.
The Cadillac Lyric Lounge? Is that at MetLife Stadium?
Is it at MetLife or is it maybe over at the FanDuel Sportsbook or something? I don't know.
Cadillac Lyric Q Lounge. Yeah, I don't see. It's not you. I mean, you Google it, nothing even comes up. Just all the cars come up.
Is it in his house?
Maybe. Yeah, it starts sponsoring his couch now.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back. Another update moment of the day for us. What's up, Jerry?
What up? Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. A early big blast from the Dodgers last night. A big fat 3-0 lead in the World Series.
Here is the 1-2 to Freddie. Swung on, hit in the air to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a two-run home run for Freddie Freeman, his third home run of the series, and the immediate 2-0 lead.
And that was John.
Terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible.
That was John Sterling with the call right here on the Fan. 2-0 turned into 3-0, turned into 4-0, turned into a whole lot of nothing as the Yankees would get a late home run from Alex Verdugo in the ninth, make it look a little bit better than it was, but it really wasn't good at all. They didn't have many opportunities to score along the way. The one where they did, they had a very slow runner that couldn't get home.
2-2 on Volpe. Swung on and lined to left field, and there is a base hit. Stanton around third. He's coming home. The throw is in time. Good throw by Teoscar. And they did nab him as he came home.
That is Teoscar Hernandez. Makes
run the
throw.
Bases like drunks.
Well, in this case, he was given the green light to go run, and he didn't get there. So, again, John on the fan. Yankees now down 3-0. Here was Freeman. That's a home run in each of these three games. And remember, he was dealing with the ankle injury. Well, all good now.
Been seeing the ball very well. Obviously, not missing any mistakes. You know, hopefully we just can keep it going tomorrow. We got one more.
Yeah, and that'll...
I think he only has four hits in the series, but three of those are ding-dongs.
And the big one, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the one in game one.
I didn't realize, and I guess I missed this, was it Friday night, the Saturday, that it was hit at the same exact time as the Kirk Gibson one, 8:37 local time. Did you see that?
Really? No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And it was game one.
One, yes.
The whole thing was kind of weird.
Eerie?
Yeah,
You think it's a sign?
No. Here was Aaron Judge.
Why'd you bring it up then?
I just thought it was neat.
But there's no sign factor?
It's a bird, you moron.
Okay.
No, I mean, Fernando Valenzuela dying right before this series.
That is something.
I mean, he's willing them to that championship.
It's a bird, you moron.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Bullpen game for the Dodgers today as they try to clinch. Here's Aaron Judge.
On the AL East, we played the Rays. They've given us a lot of bullpen games over the years, so it's nothing new, nothing that we haven't seen before.
Now, he went hitless again last night. Does he feel like he's letting the team down at this point?
Definitely. You know, you want to be getting the hits. You want to be doing, you know, going out there and doing your job, but, you know, I'm not doing my job right now, so I got to pick it up.
It really is nobody.
Would you move like an inch closer to the plate? Would you not? I don't know. I'm just trying to think. What maybe move up and move closer to the plate? I don't know.
I would shorten up his backswing, make sure his weight gets on his front side when he gets through the ball, you know?
You got to keep the hands behind him.
That fly out to left field was the biggest blue balls moment for Yankee fans in a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Because off the bat, watching him, you're thinking that's seven rows deep, but he got it off the end of the bat.
Sean thought so, too.
Yeah. It's just, oof. Nope.
Here's more Judge on the team collectively.
They won the AL. So, just got to pick it up. Like I said, it's just going to take one thing to go our way tomorrow, and you know, we'll roll with that.
And they told the story. Anthony Rizzo spoke to the team yesterday. They told the story on TV that he spoke to the Cubs nude before they were on their run in the World Series. Don't look at me.
I heard this, yeah.
So, of course, they go to him now for, you know, like what needs to change, and he's really got no answers other than we need to improve.
Yeah, we gotta string together a couple hits, a couple big innings, and just apply a little bit of pressure.
Well, how long ago was that Cub victory?
Was that 16?
16. So, I mean, he was still a young kid back then doing stupid stuff, and now he's a sage old veteran on the team. That is really not helping.
I was going to say, back then he used to do something called hit.
It does help.
Yeah.
They are not hitting. Here's Aaron Boone with reporter afterwards.
Only one team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in World Series history. How do you like your chances heading into game four?
We're trying to get a game tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, and it wasn't World Series history. It's playoff history. So
true. Yeah, in World Series, it's zero.
Correct. Here was Dave Roberts, who was part of that comeback with the Red Sox.
So, you know, that's when Aaron Boone should have said.
What's that?
That's what Aaron Boone should have said.
You're right.
The guy answering
the better prepared.
Questions.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
Snot-nosed brat.
do you do for a living, you slap?
You think that was an L.A. reporter?
Yeah. It sounded like a Gen Z L.A. reporter.
Only one team. How do you like your chance of...
Well, we'll have game four on the fan tonight once again.
I'm Aaron Boone. Mike, how do you like your chances to get out of this building without getting your ass beat?
Well, he didn't say that, unfortunately, because that would have been fun for us. The Giants did not have much fun in Pittsburgh last night.
Hawk gets this punt off. Austin fields it, retreating at his own 26. Veers to the far sideline. Turns the corner. He's up to midfield. He's to the Giant 40. Still running. To the 10, to the 5, touchdown! 74 yards, Calvin Austin!
And that was Bob Papa.
Bob.
Yeah.
So I showed Gio this play again.
Yeah.
And we looked at it from the end zone copy, so you could see exactly where Jeremiah Boone, I believe that's who it was, the linebacker for the Steelers, fell right at the Hawks' legs. I mean, it was so obvious. I mean, I don't know... they're throwing flags on everything else but the obvious.
Yeah, it's a strange one. And the referee, you know, wearing the white hat, is staring directly at the play. The other back judge, he was looking at the punt going up in the air.
Yeah, the referee was staring at was Sam Darnold the other day, too.
The referee basically gave the safe sign, as they do. Like, you know, there's no penalty here, so move on. But they actually did call a penalty on that play on the Giants. So, at worst, it would have been offsetting penalties.
This is why you've got people. I'm not saying that they're sane, but some people that think this stuff's rigged. When they see non-calls like that or bad calls. And it's very, as you said earlier, very inconsistent game-to-game.
It is.
Game
I mean, you watch Jacoby Brissett get hit by somebody, barely touched, flag. You watch Sam Darnold's head almost get ripped off at the end of his game.
No flag. Yep. And then, of course, the Giants did have the ball a couple of times down the stretch, down eight.
Jones with a shotgun set. Singletary to his right. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Sack. Fumble. Recovered by Watt.
Yes, he did. Ended the threat there. Here was Daniel Jones explaining what happened on that Watt strip sack.
Needed to shift Theo. Was looking at the coverage. I didn't shift him. Jermaine's expecting a chip, so he didn't get that. And so that's my fault.
Took full responsibility.
Jermaine was expecting the chip. That's why Jermaine set the way he set.
Yep. That's a Luminor on the right side.
And by the way, he can't hear whether or not it's so loud. And this is where the quarterback's got to take charge. And to Daniel's credit, he took accountability for it. He made the mistake. But these are mistakes that cannot happen in these portions of the game. These are mistakes that are just unforced errors. You're on the road. It's loud. You can't recreate it in practice. The anxiety, the fan base, the momentum of the game. And the guy with the clearest head has got to be the quarterback. It's just got to be.
And speaking of unforced errors, a few more drops for Malik Nabers.
First drop I had was, you know, the go ball. Couldn't find the ball, but, you know, that's not an excuse. It touched my hands. Second one, it just hit my leg. Tried to catch it with my hands. Just got to find a way to make those plays.
Mm-hmm. And here's Brian Daboll, back-to-back years, 2-6.
It's not fun. Yeah. You know, we work as hard as we can work each week. I believe we do things right. And unfortunately, the results aren't what we want them to be.
While the Giants 2-6, the Steelers now 6-2 on the season. Some thoughts from Jets interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich on Monday. Greg Zuerlein, well, he's trying. He really is trying.
His lack of making kicks is not a byproduct of lack of work. You know, not putting the time in, not devoting himself in every way to the process of trying to get right. You know, so accountability to me is it's not always just the results. It's the process.
And the question was basically from Samini, where he's talking about you keep preaching accountability, yet the guy who's costing you points is still here, and that's how he answered that question, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, and I understand it, not all situations are the same, and sometimes a guy is working his ass off, things aren't going his way, and you got to give him some time because he's talented and he's young and he's a draft pick or something like that. And this is Greg Zuerlein, who's a 100-year-old kicker who can't do it anymore.
Sure looks like
cut
it.
Him.
Yeah, it sure looks like it. Well, there are those that have ideas for the Jets in terms of getting this right and trying to fix it, like Joe B. with Tiki and Evan yesterday.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. I would get Rex right now, Rex Ryan right now.
Yeah, but Joe, you know how hard,
wait a minute.
You know how
wait.
Hard that is?
Why not? But Tiki, where are we going?
And he came in with can't get any worse.
That was I heard this went down. Multiple times. I think Sal said the same thing.
Yeah.
Joe said it.
I've been on the Rex bandwagon, too.
But in the middle
now.
Of the season?
No, before they hired Saleh, I wanted them to hire Rex back.
I mean, that is how bad it has gotten.
That's exactly what Joe said.
I mean, to get Rex and his new teeth and his facelift off of ESPN and onto the sidelines with Aaron Rodgers as
Rex
quarterback.
Rex got a facelift?
Oh, he definitely. You could tell. It's like,
really?
Yeah.
The teeth I've noticed.
He's like, all right. He does that whole thing. So like, are you proud to be a New York Jet? All right. And his face is like way up here because he got the facelift. Yeah. Right. I'm not the only one who sees that, Al, right? We've talked about this.
Oh, yeah. It's all in the eyebrows. You can see it.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, way up here.
I'm bringing Rexy back.
That would be fun.
He's like, where's the pride for the uniform? All right. God, Rex.
I want some Rex.
That's it, one line.
Did he talk about, did Joe talk about something like Middle East oil barrels or something?
No idea.
Someone sent that to me and I was like, they kidding.
Wouldn't surprise me.
They gotta be joking. They have to be kidding.
On his show or yesterday on the segment?
It says Joe Bedingo talking oil barons in the Middle East and Todd Downing.
That's so absurd. It's probably true.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Well, just like he did that whole thing with the Lebanese flag.
Yes.
I mean, Hezbollah could not be happy. I mean, Iran could not be happy with Hezbollah.
On the Jake Asman podcast, I believe that right. was. Knicks lost the Cavaliers 110-104. Josh Hart left in the fourth quarter with that sore ankle. Knicks in Miami tomorrow night. You got the Nets playing the Nuggets on 94.7 The Block tonight. Streaming 94.7 The Block on the free Odyssey app. The Rangers are in Washington and the Islanders host the Ducks. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Anejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So I had a couple of different things here, but one popped up not too long ago where you guys were talking about Greg's wonderful time that he had at Citi Field with his mom last week.
It had to just be euphoric because they gave you something you never expected.
Right, exactly. So you're right. Make sure that you have a good time no matter what. Spend your time with your son. All that is true. But if they win, it's better. It's I can I've seen a lot of Game 5 losses. That Game 5 NLCS was a memory and a positive Mets memory I will have.
Yeah, guess what? We don't forever. Care about your baseball memories. No one cares.
Just like nobody cares about your fantasy football team. Nobody cares about your team.
Yeah, that's a good story for you.
Yeah, pretty much. There you go. Moment of the day.
Oh, my goodness. So just thinking about Al, once we figured out it was during COVID, and Al sitting there listening to all these calls that would never gotten on the air, and Eddie's just letting them through. He's just getting so angry. I mean, I had a flashback to that, like looking at Al in this, because we had all the boxes in front of us on the laptop, and just Al was like, oh! And these guys would come on the air. God.
All right, remember.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I saw that Giselle and the Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy are having a child together. Giselle is 44. He's in his late 30s. And the only thing that I wanted to point out about this is go live your life. Congratulations. Is that remember in the beginning they pretended that they weren't together? For months and months and months. No, we're just friends. I swear we're just friends. No, they're going on vacation. Oh, I just bring them along so we could do jujitsu together on vacations. And I bring the kids and they're riding horses. No, no, no. He's just there to, you know.
Weren't they riding horses bareback?
No, no.
No, it wasn't bareback.
I think they were clothed.
No, not them. The horses.
I don't know. I don't remember, man. But
have you ever ridden a horse bareback?
I have not, no.
I thought I saw them on the beach riding horses bareback.
They might have been.
That's a tip.
That they're
stupid? Yeah.
Bareback horse riding?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so anyway. And then Tom, she broke the news to Tom and the kids and everything else. Do you think that this is what he wanted, this guy? Or now he's like this was something that... I really want to know the answer to that.
He's got half her money now.
Yeah, that there is that.
Yeah,
I was talking to Jerry about this during the warm up and was wondering, like, you would think it's very difficult to get pregnant at 44.
Yeah,
so maybe this was unplanned.
She's Giselle. She's like Superwoman.
Well, it could have been unplanned, or maybe like they went, you know, with the infertility stuff. If she really wanted a kid with Joaquin, you know, maybe I'm not sure. But if it was unplanned, it was a surprise. Like I bet you he was like, oh, I just had the greatest thing. Now I got a deal. I got to deal with a baby. Oh, God.
Well, maybe he's looking forward to it.
He's not looking forward
Come
to
on,
it.
Yeah, he is.
He's in his late 30s at this point.
It's a good time to be a father. See, you're not doing it when you're 20. You're doing it when you're in your late 30s.
This guy was traveling all over the world with Giselle, having the greatest time. They're in Fiji. They're in the Maldives.
They're
going to
be traveling. They're going to have nannies. They're going to have everything. So he's going to have his pick of maybe a few other future people in his life.
Oh, I just love it. You know, me and Joaquin, we're just friends. Mm. That's what this is. We're not, you know, he's just my jiu-jitsu instructor. We're not having sex at all. Fast forward 1 year. Here's Giselle Joaquin baby on the way.
You think Tom's pissed about that?
I can't even imagine. I don't know. I have no idea.
Man, I just...
I mean, he is so fixated on what he's doing and all the promotion that Fox is doing around him. You know, the promotion where he's walking, are you ready yet?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it seems like he's certainly fixated and also got himself in a little bit of hot water this past week.
Yeah, I don't... that one confuses me, but I get... I don't know. But, does he send a gift when that baby's born?
No, I don't think so.
Does he go out of his way to meet that baby?
I don't think so.
No. I feel like he's got to send a gift or he's going to look petty. Like just something. Like, you know, like maybe a jammies or some diapers or some
rattle.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
What if he sent a mini Brady jersey just as a...
Oh.
Like a little Brady onesie.
Yes. TB12 onesie. Oh, that'd be the ultimate troll job. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, yeah, the beat goes on there.
All right, so what do you think there, kid? Tomorrow morning we come in here and what?
I already told you.
You think it's a sweep, huh?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Got to show some fight, man. Gotta have a little New York grit in you. I'm telling you, if they get swept, man, I don't know what's going to happen.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to come back. They're Boone and Cash. They're nothing's going to happen.
All hell's going to break loose.
That hell is not going to break loose.
I'm telling you.
They didn't make the playoffs last year. Hell didn't break loose. The hell's going to break loose if they get swept in the World Series? No, no, no. You really think Aaron Boone would get fired if they got swept in the World Series? No way.
I just think that there's a, you know, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. You never know who's in the ears of the owner. And, you know, I know that, Hal Steinbrenner really does trust Brian Cashman. It's evident by all the years that Brian has been here and everything that Brian has done. I told you, I was rooting for those two guys, Brian and Aaron Boone, before this thing started.
Listen, I think the Yankees are probably thinking, just win one of these games so we get all our home games in. So that's what we want.
Yes, but there's a lot of pressure on them today because if they win today, there'll be even more pressure tomorrow. You just do not want that team celebrating on your field. Just keep telling yourself that.
Brian Cashman sucks.
And then maybe you get it to a game six. That's the way you got to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, but they didn't feel like they had much last night, and I don't think they're going to have much.
See, but that's the thing. Like, this is it, man. This is all hands on deck. This is like Broken Arrow. We got to throw everything at this game to win it.
Yeah, I know.
And then we worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes.
Yeah, I understand all of the things that you're trying to say.
Does Luis Gil make it out of the third inning?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be taken out in the fourth.
It'll be taken out in the fourth inning, you think?
Sure.
Maybe he comes out and throws a gem, and then Aaron Boone pulls somebody else in there and lets Freddie Freeman hit another home run.
Yeah. Nestor Cortez is going to come in and throw righty.
Actually, Nestor did all right last night.
No, he did. I know. I mean,
that was a much better situation, even though it's never comfortable in these games because these are championship games and the scores have been tight. Maybe that was a much better place for Nestor to come in, and he looked fine, and everything was great. I just think that there's sometimes these matchup situations where they think analytically, where you had another alternate opportunity for somebody else to come in, and that would have been Tim Hill at that time. I hate second guessing all that, but most people who are watching the game were like, I can't believe you're pulling Gerrit Cole out in game one.
Yeah.
And you're bringing Nestor Cortez in the bottom of the 10th.
Ancient history now.
I know.
Eddie, as a pure Yankee hater, is it that important to you to see them get swept, or does it really not matter?
A sweep would just complete the perfect ending. Okay. So it doesn't matter ultimately, no.
So, but like between 4 and 5 games, is that a huge deal to you, like swept or losing in 5?
Oh, it's much better.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
So you'll be annoyed if the Yankees win tonight.
Mildly.
Okay. Just make it sure.
I'm concerned for John. He doesn't need to make another cross-country trip.
Oh, come on. He'll be fine.
Well, wait a minute. Now, if they win tonight, then they play tomorrow night.
Right.
At Yankee Stadium. So John can get an extra paycheck.
He's fine.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he was fine. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.